Hi, welcome to the third part of Deep Learning Interview Questions and Answers. In this podcast, you will learn some frequently asked deep learning interview questions along with their comprehensive answers that can prepare you for your next deep learning interview. So, let's get started. Question 41. What are the applications of generative adversarial networks? Answer. Here are some prominent applications of GANs. Image generation and synthesis. Text-to-image synthesis. Image-to-image translation. Data augmentation. Style transfer. Super resolution. Drug discovery. Question 42. How can you handle imbalanced datasets in deep learning? Answer. Here are some techniques to handle imbalanced datasets in deep learning. Data resampling. Class weights. Generate additional features. Use transfer learning. Ensemble methods. Data augmentation. Custom loss functions. Anomaly detection. Evaluation metrics. Question 43. What are L1 and L2 regularization? Answer. L1 and L2 regularization are two common techniques used in deep learning to prevent overfitting and improve the generalization performance of neural networks. L1 regularization adds a penalty term to the loss function of a neural network proportional to the absolute values of the model's weights. L2 regularization, on the other hand, adds a penalty term to the loss function based on the square of the model's weights. Question 44. Why are L1 and L2 regularization used in deep learning? Answer. L1 and L2 regularization are used in deep learning to prevent overfitting and improve the generalization ability of the models. Overfitting occurs when a model performs very well on the training data but fails to generalize to unseen data, leading to poorer performance on new, unseen examples. Regularization is a technique to add a penalty term to the loss function during training to discourage the model from becoming too complex, which can help reduce overfitting. Question 45. What are the applications of autoencoder? Answer. Following are the applications of autoencoders. Dimensionality reduction. Anomaly detection. Image generation and denoising. Feature learning. Recommendation systems. Data imputation. Drug discovery. Question 46. What is the vanishing or exploding gradient problem? Answer. The vanishing and exploding gradient problems are issues that arise during the training of deep neural networks, particularly in architectures with many layers. These problems can hinder the learning process and prevent the model from converging to an optimal solution. 1. Vanishing gradient problem. The vanishing gradient problem occurs when gradients become extremely small as they are backpropagated through the layers of a deep neural network during training. Consequently, the weights of the early layers are updated very minimally, and these layers fail to learn meaningful representations from the input data. This is especially problematic in deep networks because it prevents the lower layers from effectively learning useful features, leading to poor overall performance. 2. Exploding gradient problem. Conversely, the exploding gradient problem occurs when gradients become exceptionally large during backpropagation. This can cause wild updates to the model's weights, leading to instability and divergence during training. Question 47. How vanishing or exploding gradient problem can be addressed? Answer. Several techniques can be employed to address the vanishing gradient problem, such as weight initialization, activation functions, batch normalization, gradient clipping. Skip connections or residual networks. The exploding gradient problem can be mitigated using the following techniques. Weight regularization. Gradient clipping. Learning rate scheduling. Gradient normalization. Question 48. Explain the concept of weight initialization in neural networks. Answer. Weight initialization is a crucial step in training neural networks. It refers to the process of setting initial values for the weights of the individual neurons or nodes in the network. The initial weights play a significant role in determining how quickly the network converges during training and whether it converges to a good solution. When a neural network is created, the connections between neurons are represented by weights, which are essentially numerical values. During training, these weights get updated iteratively using optimization algorithms like gradient descent in order to minimize the error or loss function. Question 49. Name some weight initialization methods. Answer. There are several methods for weight initialization, and some of the common ones include zero initialization, random initialization, Xavier or Glorot initialization, he initialization. Question 50. What is the purpose of the learning rate in gradient descent? Answer. Here's how the learning rate plays a crucial role. Step size control. The learning rate determines how large the steps are in the direction of the gradient. If the learning rate is too small, the optimization process may be slow and might take a long time to converge. On the other hand, if the learning rate is too large, the optimization might overshoot the optimal point, causing the algorithm to diverge. Convergence instability. An appropriate learning rate helps the optimization algorithm to converge to the minimum of the cost function. A well-tuned learning rate enables the algorithm to reach the optimal solution efficiently and reliably. Avoiding local minima. In non-convex cost functions, there might be multiple local minima. An appropriate learning rate helps in navigating out of shallow local minima and finds the global minimum. Adaptability. Some advanced optimization algorithms, like adaptive learning rate methods, dynamically adjust the learning rate during the optimization process. These algorithms are designed to handle varying gradients and learning rates for different parameters. Question 51. What are some popular deep learning frameworks? Answer. Here are some of the popular deep learning frameworks up to that point. TensorFlow, PyTorch, Keras, MXNet, CAFE, Microsoft Cognitive Toolkit, CNTK, Theano, Shenner, Deep Learning 4J, PaddlePaddle. Question 52. What is the concept of one-shot learning and its applications? Answer. One-shot learning is a machine learning paradigm that focuses on training models to recognize and classify objects or patterns after being exposed to only a single example of each class. In traditional machine learning approaches, large amounts of labeled data are typically required for effective training. However, one-shot learning aims to simulate human-like learning, where humans can often recognize new objects or concepts with only one or a few examples. Question 53. What are the applications of one-shot learning? Answer. Following are the applications of one-shot learning. Object recognition, face recognition, gesture recognition, natural language processing, biometrics, medical image analysis, recommendation systems. Question 54. What are skip connections? Answer. Skip connections, also known as shortcut connections or residual connections, are a concept commonly used in deep neural networks, especially in architectures like ResNet, residual networks. They were introduced to address the problem of vanishing gradients, which can occur when training deep networks. Question 55. How does hyperparameters impact deep learning models? Answer. Here are some ways hyperparameters impact deep learning models. 1. Convergence. The learning rate is one of the most important hyperparameters that determine the rate at which the model updates its weights during training. A very high learning rate can cause the model to diverge, while a very low learning rate can slow down convergence. Finding an appropriate learning rate is crucial for the model to converge to an optimal solution. 2. Overfitting and underfitting. Hyperparameters like batch size, dropout rate, and regularization strength can help control overfitting. For example, a smaller batch size and a higher dropout rate can introduce more noise during training and reduce overfitting. On the other hand, regularization helps to prevent overfitting by penalizing overly complex models. 3. Generalization. Hyperparameters can significantly impact a model's ability to generalize to unseen data. A well-tuned model with appropriate hyperparameters is more likely to generalize well to new data. 4. computational efficiency, hyperparameters like batch size and the number of epochs can affect the time and computational resources required for training. Larger batch sizes can speed up training but may require more memory, while a higher number of epochs might be needed for more complex models to achieve better performance. 5. Model capacity and expressiveness. The network architecture hyperparameters, such as the number of layers and units per layer, influence the model's capacity and expressiveness. A deep network with more layers can potentially learn complex patterns but may require more data to avoid overfitting. 6. Optimization quality. The choice of optimizer and its hyperparameters can impact the quality of optimization during training. Different optimizers, example, ADAM, SGD, RMSprop, have different characteristics and may converge to different solutions based on their hyperparameter settings. 7. Transfer learning. Hyperparameters also influence the effectiveness of transfer learning. For example, in fine-tuning a pre-trained model, selecting an appropriate learning rate for the new layers is essential to adapt the model to the new task without forgetting the knowledge from the original task. Question 56. Explain the concept of self-supervised learning in deep learning. Answer: Self-supervised learning is a powerful paradigm in deep learning that allows models to learn from unlabeled data without relying on external human-labeled annotations. Instead, it leverages the inherent structure or information present within the data itself to create pseudo-labels and train the model. In essence, the data provides its own supervision. Question 57. Explain the concept of attention mechanisms in transformer models. Answer: Attention mechanisms play a critical role in transformer models, which have revolutionized natural language processing, NLP, tasks. The transformer architecture, introduced in the paper Attention is All You Need, that relies heavily on attention mechanisms to capture relationships between different parts of the input sequence and extract relevant information. Attention mechanisms address this limitation by allowing the model to focus on specific parts of the input sequence while processing each token, effectively attending to relevant information. Question 58. What are the core elements of attention mechanisms? Answer: The core elements of attention mechanisms are as follows. Encoder. The encoder is responsible for processing the input data and converting it into a more abstract and compressed representation. Decoder. The decoder takes the encoded representation and generates the output sequence. For tasks like language translation, the decoder generates the target language sentence from the encoded representation of the source language sentence. Attention matrix. The attention matrix is a crucial element that calculates the relevance or importance of each part of the input sequence when generating each element of the output sequence. Attention scores. These scores reflect how much attention or importance should be given to each input position when generating the corresponding output position. Attention mechanism function. It takes the encoded representation of the input sequence, the decoder's current hidden state, and the attention scores as inputs to compute the context vector. Context vector. It is used as input to the decoder, helping it generate the output sequence more effectively. Question 59. What are gated recurrent units, GRUs? Answer: Gated recurrent units, GRUs, are a type of recurrent neural network, RNN, architecture designed to address some of the limitations of traditional RNNs, such as the vanishing gradient problem. RNNs are used for sequential data processing, where the order of the input elements matters, like in natural language processing and time series analysis. Question 60. What are the key components of GRUs? Answer: The key components of a GRU are as follows. 1. Update gate. Z. It decides how much of the previous hidden state should be retained. 2. Reset gate. R. It determines how much of the previous hidden state should be forgotten. 3. New memory content. H. It is the proposed new hidden state candidate that could be added to the updated hidden state. 4. Final hidden state. HT, the updated hidden state for the current time step, obtained by combining the previous hidden state and the new memory content using the update gate. Thank you for listening to our podcast.